I remember a mom came with her two kids, Davis says. It was their first night at the shelter, and her child had a birthday. We had an extra gift for her, pink headphones. The little girl was so excited, she was jumping up and down. And her sister was so excited, and I'm so excited. And her mom, well, she's crying. You have no idea what we've been through for the last 24 hours, she told me. Yesterday was her birthday. I had nothing to give her. We went through so much trauma, and today we're here in a shelter. I never imagined we would ever need to be in a shelter. I didn't know what to expect, but I really didn't expect a birthday party for my child. I had to walk away and wipe away some tears. Doing her best to normalize these kids' lives is both heartwarming and bittersweet, Davis says. We're on this rooftop. It's this beautiful view. The sky is gorgeous. You're above everything. But if you look down, you see homeless person after homeless person on the street, and it reminds you that these kids don't get to leave this area after the party. It may be why, after throwing 88 parties, she still cries after each one. I want to bring all these kids home, but we have a very small apartment, she jokes. Davis suffered a second miscarriage before finally having a child. She and Caden have two now, ages 2 and 4. But she credits the kids in the shelter with helping her hold on to hope. We didn't realize how much joy they were going to bring us, she told CBS News. And that was so healing for me.